If we sleep in the dust when we die until the resurrection, what did Jesus mean when he said to the thief on the cross that he would be in paradise with him that same day?
Very, very good question. Why don't we go to that verse? It's found in Luke chapter 23, and you can turn with me there. Luke 23 and verse 43. Luke 23, verse 43. We looked on Tuesday at the subject of what happens when a person dies, and we found out that the Bible teaches that death is as a sleep and that we wait for the resurrection morning when Jesus returns in the clouds of heaven. So the question is, what happened to the thief on the cross? That's Luke chapter 23 and verse 43, and the Bible reads, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And then the question is, well, if the dead sleep in the grave and there's no state of consciousness, then what about the thief on the cross? Well, you can read this verse really in two ways. And let me explain this. The New Testament was written in Greek, and in the Greek language there were no commas. So later on, when the Bible was translated into English, the commas were put in. Now, if you take that very same verse and you read it in a different way by removing the comma, you get the following. Look at this. And Jesus, let me give you the two ways of reading it. The first way, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee today, shalt thou be with me in paradise." Or you can say, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." So either he is saying it on the day, or it is happening on the day. Do you see that there? Hmm. Two ways of reading that verse. Now, we have to compare it with other scriptures to know what the truth of the verse is. Is he saying it that day, or is it actually happening that day? Well, if you turn with me in your Bibles from Luke 24 to John chapter 20, John chapter 20, and verse 17, we find the answer. John chapter 20 and verse 17. The Bible says here, "Jesus saith unto her," and this is, by the way, let me give you a little bit of context here. Mary has come to the grave. Jesus has risen from the grave. Mary now sees Jesus, and she's about to touch him, but Jesus says the following to her in verse 17. "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Very interesting to note the words of Jesus here. Jesus says to Mary, "Touch me not, for I am not ascended to my Father." Now, if the words to the thief were meaning that it was happening that day, this verse would not make sense, because Jesus didn't go to paradise that day. And if he had said to the thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise," that wouldn't have made sense. If we take the verse with and we place that comma just on the other side, and the words are spoken that day, that very well makes sense, because then the thief is resting in the grave till Jesus comes again, and then he will truly be with Jesus in paradise. So it's just a little comma thing there. And if you compare it with the text here in John 20, it's very obvious that Jesus didn't ascend to heaven, so certainly he couldn't have been with the thief at that time.